It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ellen DeGeneres' stepsister is slamming the talk show host, saying she doesn't believe her shocking claim she was groped by her father as a child. Ellen told David Letterman in his new Netflix series that when she was a teen, her stepfather used her mother's breast cancer diagnosis as an excuse to grope her breasts on multiple occasions. But her stepfather's biological daughter accuses the comedian of making the pathetic allegation to sell a TV show. She also called the allegations selfishly motivated and claims Ellen can't prove her claims. On her latest track, Kesha is back and she's asking, what if rich, straight, white men didn't rule the world anymore? Her new song, Rich, White, Straight Men, was released to YouTube yesterday and it's just as awful as you thought it would be.
If you are a boy who loves a boy, you'll get a wedding cake and all.
Not in Colorado.
That's terrible. I kind of like the beat.
I think it's so bad. It kind of reminds me of
informative, like kids bop.
Yeah, well, it reminds me of Nightmare circus. Before Christmas for some reason. Like it'd be a song.
Yes.
Reminds me of circus music.
Yeah. Terrible. All right. Forbes has named Rihanna the richest female musician on the planet with an estimated worth of $600 million. The singer was able to reach that spot after partnering with Louis Vuitton's fashion house in September of 2017. The company reached $100 million in sales in just the first couple weeks. Rihanna is also involved with the company's Fenty Beauty and the Savage X Fenty lingerie line. The next three spots on the Forbes list include Madonna. She makes $570 million. Celine Dion, she's worth $450 million. And Beyonce is worth $400 million. Cruise Croatia is set to debut a Game of Thrones theme ship in 2020. Cruise is going to explore the most iconic Game of Thrones filming locations on the island, including King's Landing and the Westeros, Riverland, I guess.
That was close. Westeros.
Westeros.
I think it's Westeros.
West Side.
Well, they have a 38-passenger ship, and you can go for a little over $1,800. It includes meals, guided tours, and transportation to and from the airport.
I'm going to need to see a dragon or Khaleesi with their top off. Otherwise, I'm not paying that much.
Maybe you'll get both.
The Dragon Queen has arrived.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.